Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from The Call of Life by William L. White, published in 1922. As little as we tend to think about it, that ingredient which we call self-confidence makes up the larger portion of all the successes in this world. Of the countless women and men who have failed, a large percentage of them were actually capable of doing great things, but they did not have faith in themselves. They lacked self-confidence. Success was theirs only for the asking, but the go-forward spirit and courage were missing. In order to attain success, a person must continue to think in terms of success, for as you thinketh, so you are. Generally speaking, we all agree with, but do not act upon this belief. 2/3 of the battle is already won, if we only believe in ourselves when undertaking a job. The dictionary defines self-confidence as having confidence in one's unaided powers, judgment, ability, etc. In other words, it is the belief that you can produce results. When you insist that you can succeed, and are determined that you will succeed, there is nothing in the world that can stop you. There was once a man who, at the age of 34 years, had made a considerable fortune and retired from business. Then the idea possessed him to lay a cable across the Atlantic Ocean, and in spite of the advice of practically all of the leading scientists that it could not be done, he staked his entire fortune on the venture. In the face of delays, accidents, and reverses, which would have discouraged 40 ordinary men, his faith in his idea and belief in himself kept him ever steadfast at his job. Eventually, the day came when it seemed that success was at hand, and he was about to reap the harvest of his labors. But the cable broke in mid-ocean, and the job had to be started all over again. However, he did not give up. And as a result of the unshakable faith of Cyrus W. Field, the world was brought closer together by means of the transatlantic cable. Numerous examples could be given of people who did great things and won success just because they believed in themselves and knew their own power, and as a result removed mountains of difficulties. There were probably thousands of ships that would have accompanied Christopher Columbus westward, and their crews would have been proud to have braved the hardships and perils if they had only known beforehand what the results of the venture were to be. The difference between these would-have-gones and Christopher Columbus is that Columbus had self-confidence and was ready and willing to stake his all on his convictions. This is also true of life today. We hear people remark that if they had known such and such beforehand, that they also would have undertaken certain jobs. And all too frequently is the statement made about people who have attained success that they were lucky and that fortune just came their way, when in reality the whole background of the situation was that self-confidence and faith played an important role, and that these people were willing to stake everything they had on the strength of their convictions in their endeavor to win success. When the clouds are clear and everything is going along smoothly, every person is a potential success. But at the sight of a dark cloud above the horizon, amidst the flashes of lightning and crashings of thunder, the real test comes. The individual who lacks self-reliance and faith invariably rushes for shelter. But the person with courage and belief in themselves stands fast and defies the very elements. Our attitude is what counts. If we carry about with us a gloomy air of failure, it's only a matter of time until we are measured in terms of failure. The world will not place trust in the hands of someone who cannot trust themselves. The very minute we lose confidence in our own ability to achieve and accomplish results, other people will begin to have their doubts. If such feelings come over us, we can dispel them by maintaining a brave front, ever keeping our eyes on the main road, and not allowing ourselves to be switched and diverted onto the sidetrack of mediocrity. In order to prove your convictions and carry forth your ideas to a successful conclusion, you must have courage, for without it we lose our initiative, and when initiative is lacking, we are powerless to become leaders. And when we are incapacitated for leadership, we are immediately demoted and are only able to do things in a perfunctory way. Sell yourself on the task you have in hand and believe in yourself. Then show the world how it is done. It will only be a short while until you will be traveling in the ranks of success. Of the many attributes which go to make up a life of success, ambition also may be numbered as one of the foundation stones. Before an undertaking is started, it is necessary that there be an ambition behind the goal. Ambition, so to speak, comes in two forms, potential and kinetic. Potential ambition, that is, ambition stored up, is all right if turned loose at the proper time and transformed into the kinetic type. But the great danger with potential ambition is that by lying dormant for a while, it is liable to go to sleep and remain so. If you have an ambition which is hindered from being put into action by minor difficulties, by all means look into such problems, with the goal of removing them and clearing the road that leads towards success for the main ambition. There may be isolated cases wherein people are too ambitious, but if you will trace these cases down, in a majority of them, you will find that their ambition was not properly centered. They tried to cover the earth and skim the sea, and did not concentrate their forces and educate themselves enough in any particular field, hence their respective downfalls. Remember that you cannot be too ambitious if you conduct yourself within the bounds of reason and prepare yourself along proper lines of endeavor. So set your stakes high, and in aiming at your goal, always keep in mind the preparation which is necessary to cope with a promotion or achievement. And like a true scout, always be prepared, not only for an emergency, but in the gradual steps of evolution in your particular field of endeavor. Enthusiasm can well be called the dynamo which electrifies a person and drives the human motor toward the goal of success. It is enthusiasm that completes big jobs. It is enthusiasm that produces great inventions, that tunnels rivers, spans mountain gaps, founds colleges, erects hospitals, constructs railroads, and builds cities. A person with an idea or an ideal is absolutely helpless when it comes to steering clear of the snags of ridicule and scorn and making a success, unless they possess the dynamo of enthusiasm. Be enthusiastic with all of your endeavors. If a proposition is worth your time and consideration, it is worth putting over in a successful manner. And success is not success until you have gone the limit by putting your all into it. And above all, you must be enthusiastic. We all may not be born with an enthusiastic disposition or inclination, but like other habits, it can be acquired, cultivated, and improved. Many good men and women are held down by pride and fear. They may have good ideas, and then fail to succeed, simply because of the false pride which they harbor, and the fear of what people will think and say of their actions. If only they would muster up some enthusiasm in connection with their plans and ideas, they could carry them to a successful conclusion. You must throw yourself with an immense force of enthusiasm into your profession or work and make your life effective. If you are working for another person, you must show your boss that you are enthusiastic about your work, not for the sake of show, but to really be in earnest about the matter, always trying harder to accomplish more and better results. The reason one employee accomplishes more than another is not always because they necessarily have more ability. The difference often is in the effort and the character of the effort. Enthusiasm is contagious. If you don't believe it, try your hand along this line and see if it doesn't have some effect upon your associates and upon those with whom you come into contact. Also, look around and see from whom most of your inspiration comes. It doesn't come from the half-hearted, lazy drudge sort of person who possesses not an ounce of vim or enthusiasm. Nor is that sort of individual the one you wish to pattern after or set as a standard for life. The business world, the material world, engineering world, and in fact every type of employer, regards enthusiasm among their employees as one of the greatest assets, and the lack of it is considered a very detrimental liability. Enthusiasm and ambition go hand in hand, and after ambition has been aroused, it takes enthusiasm to help put it over the top. Every person who has accomplished anything great, or can measure their life by the yardstick of success, has plodded with the determination that knows no retreat, and has carried it to the height of enthusiasm that melts and fuses all obstacles along the way.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.